T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, it's Corey Heppala in for Dave Lee this morning. There is a report from ABC News that says the Big Ten Conference is coming back with football next month. We don't really have any more details than that, but maybe we can get some. Dr. Michael Osterholm, the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota. He's on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline. Dr. Osterholm, good to catch up with you. Thank you for your time.
Sure. Good morning, Corey. Good to talk to you.
So we've got the report from ABC saying the Big Ten Conference football is coming back. Is that true from your knowledge?
I have no knowledge. I can't comment. That's something that is handled at the president's office level and with the league. Okay. And so they'll have to make that determination.
Okay, so let's look at this from a hypothetical situation then. You know, we've seen outbreaks at Wisconsin. We've seen outbreaks at Penn State. The University of Minnesota students are just getting back there now. If football does come back in October, is this the right thing to do?
Well, you need to break it down into the different categories of who might be at risk. First of all, most colleges and universities are having outbreaks right now, many across the entire United States. And we're right here in Minnesota. We've seen it at some of our own private colleges as well as the state colleges that opened earlier. So that's to be expected. That will happen. I think the question that comes up is, number one, can you play football safely? Meaning that do you have a way to protect the team, the coaches, the other members of the football operations from getting infected and spreading it to each other? The NFL is working on that in a way that I think is quite remarkable. They have set up one of the most extensive testing programs anyone's ever done for an occupational related situation, meaning spreading the COVID virus while playing football. That requires a lot of bubbling, meaning you have to protect yourself 24/7, not just on the field. And that, of course, is also being done by the NBA and Major League Sports in terms of baseball. Whether college football teams can do that, I don't know. The question is, what happens? We've already had at least one college football player who has actually become infected in the United States and died from his infection just very recently. So, you know, we have to look at this, and I'm sure the league will take that under consideration of what testing programs they might do. How compliant will the players and others be with not going out and, you know, socializing at night and then trying to practice during the day or play games during the day and infect others? So I think this is still yet to be determined, but, it's not that it's impossible. It's just going to be very difficult.
Has Kevin Warren, the Big Ten commissioner, and the presidents and chancellors within the Big Ten or at the University of Minnesota, are they consulting with you, Dr. Osterholm?
Well, I consult frequently with the president at the University of Minnesota. We have had a very close-knit team at the U. I've been very impressed with the leadership of President Gable in terms of trying to protect students, faculty, and staff, and yet at the same time run an educational organization that's very important. And we recognize that education of our students is our job one issue. With that, of course, goes their safety. I think the challenge has been, how do you do that right now in what I call the COVID year? I've been talking about this for some time. This is just a do-over year. We're going to have to understand that whether it's grade schools, high schools, colleges, universities, whether it's many of our other activities out there, don't expect it to be like last year. It's not going to be, and hopefully not at all what it's going to be like next year. And so in the meantime, that's what we're stuck with, and we just have to get through the best we can. And I think that the University of Minnesota and President Gable's under President Gable's leadership has done as good a job as anybody in the country.
We're talking with Dr. Michael Osterholm here. You know, if one more thing on the Big Ten Conference, if you, you know, what would have potentially changed within this past month, because they did vote on August 11th that we're not going to do the season. And now if it does come to fruition, what could have possibly changed? And would they have seen, like, other conferences, you know, seen what they've done? And I don't know if they've even been successful, but would they have looked elsewhere and said, okay, well, it seems like they're doing it?
Well, first of all, nobody's been successful yet. Let's make that clear in college sports, because the testing programs yet are in their very earliest days, and the first games have just been played. You know, we could still have challenges through the rest of the season in those conferences that are playing. So, you know, merely having your first game doesn't mean that you've been successful for protecting the players for the whole season. And so I think this is a very important point, that what the college presidents that, you know, I think are still looking at playing sports this fall are looking at is how well are other colleges and universities able to protect their players, how they're able to protect their coaches and other staff. And that's what's being considered right now. And, you know, we're learning as we go in terms of how well does testing work, how compliant are your student athletes and not going out and getting exposed in the evenings and then bringing it back to the game field during the day. That's the kind of thing that's being worked on. And I think that's what is under consideration right now. Just how well might that work?
Yeah. And if you look down and you look at younger kids, and I saw this report, Dr. Osterholm, and it's not sports related, but the coronavirus, and you look at the numbers, is killing Hispanic, Black, and American Indian children at much higher numbers than white children. Do you know why? Any ideas why that is?
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with socioeconomic status and just being disadvantaged. You know, it's living in crowded housing conditions. It's having parents who are essential workers who have to go to work just to keep bread on the table and a roof over their heads and get exposed at work. So it's really a statement about racial disparities and the issues that we've been talking about for a lot of other reasons over the course of recent months. And clearly that is the primary and major risk factor for these kids to not only get infected but also die.
Yeah. Dr. Michael Osterholm here. Thank you so much for your time. It's good to catch up.
Good. Thanks, Corey. Good to talk to you. Take care.
You too. He is the director of the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy at the University of Minnesota on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus Hotline.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.